With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Trade talks with the European Union come to a successful conclusion with word of an agreement between the U.S. and the EU. European Commission Chief Ursula von der Leyen says the months-long negotiations were tough, but in the end, well worth the effort.
It's a big deal. It's a huge deal. It will bring stability. It will bring predictability. That's very important for our businesses on both sides of the Atlantic.
President Trump calls it a great deal. He says the Europeans have agreed to buy from and invest in the U.S.
They're going to purchase $750 billion worth of energy. So that's going to be great. And $600 billion worth of investments into the United States over and above what they have.
A 15% tariff will be levied on most imported European goods, staving off far higher import duties that both sides were anxious to avoid. In light of the agreement, the president says future looks bright for the U.S.-EU relationship.
We're going to get along great.
The president, speaking at a joint news conference with von der Leyen in Scotland, says the EU will also be purchasing hundreds of billions of dollars worth of American military hardware, although the exact dollar figure has yet to be nailed down. Israel's military launching a limited pause in fighting in three populated areas of Gaza. It will last for 10 hours a day, part of humanitarian measures, including airdrops of food. Terrorism and other charges pending against a man accused in a weekend stabbing attack at a Walmart in Traverse City, Michigan. 11 people wounded, 2 remain in serious condition. A man with a gun was among bystanders who cornered and held the suspect till the police arrived. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures up 82 points. This is SRN News. It's been a summer of virtually sold-out performances for the lavish Broadway-style biblical musicals produced live on stage by Sight and Sound Theater. In all their shows, animals play key roles on stage and in the aisles of their theaters. Katie Miller of Sight and Sound says that's especially true at their Lancaster, Pennsylvania theater, currently featuring the 30th anniversary production of Noah,
which is our obviously most animal-heavy show. And so we have over 100 animals on property right now, and we have 3 different incredible teams that care for them. When they're not on stage, we're very grateful to be able to have over 40 acres of pasture land here. They can spend their weekends and their evenings out free in nature, living their best animal lives, and we love the part that they get to play in telling these stories.
And this September, the Sight and Sound Theater production of Noah will also make the leap to movie theaters nationwide. This is SRN News. Well, just when you thought you heard it all, something like this comes along.
There was a lot of paddling and a fair amount of barking going on at the UK Dog Surfing Championship, where a whippet named Margot and her human, Carl Barnes, won the contest. While not technically surfing, it was more like paddleboarding, with the dogs decked out in swimwear and life jackets along for the ride. Mark Reeves is the organizer.
We love dogs and we don't want them to be stressed or anything like that. So we've got a vet over there. We've got a dog behaviorist that trains dogs every Sunday at our surf school.
3 world records were broken according to Guinness World Records, including fastest 50-meter sprint on a paddleboard and the number of dogs taking part in the 50-meter paddleboard race, plus the most dogs on a giant paddleboard. I'm Julie Walker.
More details at srnnews.com.